Thank you for worship team. Thank you for prayer. Thank you for testimonies. And thank you for joining the service. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. I'd like to open Jonah today. One of my favorite, and I think one of your favorite, scripture. And this is particular, we open this scripture because in this heat season, because this scripture related to heat, as you know. And also, the reason why I like this book, one of the reasons is I like big fish. You know the whale shark is? Whale shark? Yeah, the big one. Last month, I took 3 days off and I went to Yokohama with my wife and spent 3 days and went to our aquarium in Yokohama. It's called Hakkejima Sea Paradise. They have two whale sharks. Yes, big. I just watched the whale sharks. It's, you know, very slow, but like you know, they had a dignity. You know, I'm the biggest one, I'm the biggest fish on this earth. And I nobody knows what kind of fish throwed Jonah, but the Bible does not say whale, but maybe whale. But could be whale shark. That's why I like the book of Jonah. I should read the whole four scriptures, maybe too long. So I'll read 1 and 3 and 4. I skip chapter 2, which is Jonah's prayer. Let me read the book of Jonah. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it, because its wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah ran away from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. He went down to Joppa, where he found a ship bound for that port. After paying the fare, he went abroad and sailed for Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind on the sea, and such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. All the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to his own God, and they threw the cargo into the sea to lighten the ship. But Jonah had gone below deck, where he lay down and fell into a deep sleep. The captain went to see and said, "How can you sleep? Get up and call on your God. Maybe he will take notice of us and we will not perish." Then the sailors said to each other, "Come, let us cast lots to find out who is responsible for this calamity." They cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. So they asked him, "Tell us who is responsible for making all this trouble for us. What do you do? Where do you come from? What is your country? From what people are you?" He answered, "I am a Hebrew and I worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the land." This terrified them and they asked, "What have you done?" They knew he was running away from the Lord because he had already told them so. The sea was getting rougher and rougher, so they asked him, "What should we do to you to make the sea calm down for us?" "Pick me up and throw me into the sea," he replied, "and it will become calm. I know that it is my fault that this great storm has come upon you." Instead, the men did their best to row back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew even wilder than before. Then they cried to the Lord, "O Lord, please do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing an innocent man for you. O Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. But the Lord provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights. Then his prayer starts. Goes to chapter 3. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. Now Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. On the first day, Jonah started into the city. He proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. The Ninevites believed God. They declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. Then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." When God saw what they did and how they turned them from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction he had threatened. But Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord, "O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? This is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. A God great relents from sending calamity. Now, O Lord, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live." But the Lord replied, "Have you any right to be angry?" Jonah went out and sat down at the place east of the city. There he made himself a shelter, sat in its shade, and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord
God provided a vine and made it grow upon over Jonah to give shade for his head, to ease his discomfort. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm, which chewed the vine so that it withered. When the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die and said, "It would be better for me to die than to live." But God said to Jonah, "Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?" "I do," he said. "I'm angry enough to die." But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprung up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city?" Amen. Wow, great story. Great story. In Japanese, both in Japanese service and in English service, we pastors preach from Old Testament this year. And a week before, Chris preached from the Second King, I think. And this story, Jonah, happened almost about the same time the Chris preached 2 weeks ago, which is about 800 years before Christ, B.C. And at that time, Israel, the North Kingdom of Israel, was religiously corrupted. They worshipped different gods. Of course, they worshipped Jehovah, but they worshipped Baal and Baal's wife Asherah, and other different gods. So the Lord God angry to them, and God sent the enemies such as Aram and also Assyria to make them repent. That is the punishment to them, but God want them to repent, change their attitude. So God did not want to anguish them, but God want them to repent. So the Assyria was the big country at the time, maybe the biggest country at the time in the world, and also they had a big capital, which is Nineveh. So Nineveh, which is in the Iraq, I think, in this time, and it was a big city. So the Assyria, for the people of Israel, Assyria is the biggest enemy. You know, they hate Assyria because Assyria came to attack them, and the many cities and towns and villages are attacked by Assyria, and many people are dead or capitalized. So they hate Assyria. But in that time, in the midst of that time, God called Jonah, go to Nineveh and proclaim the repentance.
if you are Jonah, what will do? What would do? Yes, Lord, I go to Nineveh and proclaim the repentance. No. If I are Jonah, maybe I'll do the same thing. Because if I go to Nineveh and spread the gospel, you know, proclaim the repentance, and if they might repent, the city of Nineveh will be saved. But if I would not go, Nineveh will be destroyed. That is the ideal situation. The capital of enemy country will be destroyed, the fire of God. Hey, go ahead, Lord. I just flee to Tarshish. Tarshish is the far west. Nineveh is far east. So, you know, 180 degrees, completely different direction. And Nineveh, if you want to go to Nineveh, you have to walk. But if you want to go to Tarshish, you, like this story says, you have to use the ship. So, Jonah, this is funny, but Jonah said to the people on the ship, you know, who I am running from the God. But as I read, the storm came, and the boat was almost sunk. So, and then a couple things happened, and finally Jonah was thrown into the sea. And second time, and Jonah spent 3 days vacation in the stomach of fish, like I had. I went into the stomach of the fish, though. But when I watched the whales, shark, I saw, wow, or maybe Jonah was in that the shark. Yeah. The Jonah repented in the stomach of fish, a great fish. So when the Lord came to Jonah again and said the second time, go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give, then Jonah obeyed this time. Yes, Lord, I don't want to be spend my more vacation in the ship, in the fish. Maybe stinky, hard to breathe. So 3 days punishment was great to Jonah. So he went to Nineveh and he proclaimed that, wow, what's the great things happening? You know, the from the king to the greatest to the least, from the king to the ordinary people, they repent. Lord, why this city Hiroshima? I'm here, Jonah of Hiroshima. I proclaim to the gospel. They don't repent. What happened, Lord? Please. This is I pray. But of course, God has a time. So I do what I have to do. But for Jonah, this was not his hoped for. This is what although he knew his God, the Lord, has mercy. So if he proclaimed the repentance, the whole city will repent. However, Jonah still had a hope. You know, they had a fast and had a close sackcloth and repent, but maybe will not last long. That is just a gesture, you know, that they pretend to repent. So they might go back their own attitude. They will kill each other. They go out and kill many people. And, you know, so Jonah go out the town, the city, and watch what happens. But nothing happened in the city. Maybe the next Sunday they will have a service in Nineveh. They will start worshiping. They're praying to the Lord. So Jonah was so disappointed. Lord, I knew this. I knew this, Lord. Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. That is why I don't want to come to Nineveh. Ah, Lord. And he said, kill me. Kill me. I don't want to live more. I want to die here. If I go back to my city, I'll be stoned. Because Jonah saved the Nineveh, right? The capital of the enemy. So what does people say? Jonah, what did you do at Nineveh? You may repent them. You saved the capital of Assyria. Why don't you let them die? And Jonah said, I did not want to do, but I spent 3 days in the stomach of fish. I don't want to go back to fish, so I'm sorry. But Jonah did not want to go home. He stayed at the outside of the Nineveh and watching and prayed, Lord, throw your fire on this town, this ugly city, kill them. But did not happen. Next Sunday they'll have a prayer service. Assyrians, pray for Jerusalem. I don't know. Maybe. God does not tell that though. You know. But Lord, God start the lesson to Jonah at this time. You know the the area, Iraq, is the hottest area in the world. I saw they had sometimes 50 centigrade over 60. Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. And that's why they put the long robe. You know, because their body is cooler than air. Yeah. Very hot. Not like Japan. Japan is very cool. Compared to Iraq, compared to Nineveh. It's a hot city. So, God provided a vine. And grew one day, and so the vine made a shade to Jonah. So Jonah was, ooh, wow, I like it. Cool. Thank God. And watching Nineveh. Well, then next God will send the fire on the Nineveh. And watching the Nineveh, and that happened. Huh? Hearing the worship time starts at Nineveh. Wow. What happens? And God provided worm and bite. The Testament said chewed. And the vine died. Wow. So shade was gone. Then Jonah said, what? Lord, what happened? I need the shade. I need the vine. And he finally said, kill me. I'll be better for me to die than to live. What a guy, you know. He said he wants to die.
Then God said, Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine?
You did not grow the vine. I did. I provided the vine. I provided the shade. You did not do.
But Jonah said, I do. I'm angry enough to die. I'm angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people.
You cherish the vine. Vine was important to you. It was just the vine. It grew a night, over a night, and die a night. But the people in Nineveh, 120,000 people, that is important to me, Lord said. Even though they are cruel, you know, they love to kill the people. They love to invade the countries. They love to rob the things. But still, they are the human beings I created. I have compassion on them.
So this story is that teach us many things. Of course, God has mercy, even the people in Nineveh. But also, I want to learn from this story, God has a lesson, each one of us. And this is the story of the compassion of the people in Nineveh, and also God has compassion on Jonah. This whole story is a lesson to Jonah to understand the compassion of the Lord.
Lord wants understand what kind of compassion, what kind of love, how deep God's love is. He wants to know Jonah. So God provided storm. He hit the lot to Jonah, and he provided the big fish, and spent three overnights vacation in the fish. And then God saved Nineveh and provided heat, provided the vine, provided a warm. Now, such a lots of preparation to teach Jonah, right? Just one prophet. But to teach the truth of God, our God spend a lot of energy. This is what God wants. He wants to show His truth to us. So He used many things. He provided many things, each one of you, to show the truth of God, truth of the kingdom of God. So this is the big lesson to Jonah. Jonah understood, finally, throughout the whole happenings, how deep God's love is. His compassion is. Of course, Jonah knew God's compassion is abounding, but he did not know completely. So maybe God will provide a storm and heat, from heat to from the storm to the heat, from the big fish to the warm. to the ship, to the vine. This story is like a sandwich. This is a Hebrew technique. Start from the storm, finish to the heat. Start from the big fish, finish to the warm. Start from a ship, finish to the vine. This is the whole set to teach Jonah. So God will provide to you the same story if you do not understand the truth of the Lord. Or you feel uncomfortable sometimes, uncomfortable, or you feel like trial. You do not understand why I'm in this situation. You know, you are in the midst of lesson. God provided you the big enemy sometimes, or a big trial, stinky food, big fish, a worm, heat, cool, but everything is for you. Remember, everything is for you, because God wants to teach you something. You have to realize it. Jonah did not realize till the end of this whole story. If he could understood in the stomach of fish, maybe his lesson was finished at that time. However, God has a mercy and God has a compassion until we understand His truth. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this wonderful piece of your truth. The story of Jonah is old story, but still alive to us, and also still teach us the truth, and teach us how our Lord treat us, how our Lord teach us your truth. Lord, in the time of heat, we might learn something. In the time of cold, we might something. In the time of starving, we might learn something. Because God, you are the God of teacher. You're the God who want us to know something, Lord. Lord, open our eyes, open our ears of heart, and realize, we could realize that finally your wonderfulness and your compassion, your love, your truth, and your mystery, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thanks for coming. That'd be all today.